Good afternoon. Welcome to Daki Green Chapel International Service. And this is my first time preaching in English service this year, so Happy New Year. Okay, as you know, Pastor Chris mentioned, the theme of this church of this year is the Kingdom of God. So I preach about the Kingdom of God in Japanese service in the morning, and Chris preach the same, almost the same scripture in the English service, but we did not discuss about the outlines or details about sermons. Just I let him know the scripture. But the very first sermon he made, the outline was exactly the same I made. Wow. So we, both of us, confident that this is the message from God. You know, both pastors preach almost the same outline, almost the same theme, almost the same points. Wow. So this afternoon I'd like to preach the very important and famous passages, which is the well-known as the teaching about love your enemies. So I put the title of this sermon is Love Your Enemies, but I'd like to change the title to Change the World. So it's not a big deal, but let me read Luke chapter 27 to 36. Probably you think that if I teach about Kingdom of God or Kingdom of Heaven, I preach from Matthew and the Sermon of the Sermon on the Mount. Of course, I have I preached quite many times from Sermon on the Mount, but this year, I and Chris, or maybe Kevin, we used Luke's teaching about Kingdom of God. And so the scripture, of course, you can find in Matthew, but we read Lucan version. Chapter 6, 27 to 36. Sorry. It's okay? Okay, let me read. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them to do to you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them and lend to them without expecting get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Amen. Probably I don't need any explanation. It's great passages, but probably I think this is the most difficult teaching, right? Most tough teaching from Jesus to us. Very important. Love your enemies. Jesus did not say, just stand or just ignore your enemies. Jesus said, love your enemies, which means do something good to your enemies. He said, do good to those who hate you. He did not say, forget those who hate you or ignore those who hate you. Jesus said, do good to those who hate you. Do something good. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Bless those who curse you. Bless. Lord, please bless that person who cursed me. What a weird person or a strange person. That's why I put the title in my Japanese sermon in the morning version. I said, a strange country. What a strange country. I changed it later, though. But, you know, when I read through, and this is, we can say this is the rules of the kingdom of God. If you live in the kingdom of God, you have to follow these rules. But Jesus said, bless those who curse you. Lord, bless this person who cursed me. Wow. Those who mistreat, Lord, this person mistreat me. Bless them. Bless them abundantly. Bless more than me. Wow, I can't do that. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. In Matthew said, if someone strike on the right cheek, give to the left cheek, right? But Luke does not say right or left, which means either left side or right side, or hit, give you the other. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Wow. If someone takes your car, give you a house. Wow. Can you do that? I don't think so. Give to everyone who asks you. If anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Is there any person like this in this world? If everybody do this, this world will be destroyed. What's happened? But this is the rules of the kingdom of God. This is the rules that Jesus, person from the heaven, bring this here to this world. This is totally different from the world, this world we lose. I call this world is the kingdom of men. So in Japanese service, I explained the difference between kingdom of God and kingdom of men. But kingdom of men is quite different from the kingdom of God. That's why you have to learn the word from Jesus Christ. If you just follow the rule of the kingdom of man, it's okay. It's okay. But if you want to live in the kingdom of God, we have to learn, listen and learn and do it. The practice, this rules. Do to the others as you would have them to do to you. This is the golden rule. Which means All these rules are you wanted, right? If you are beloved by your enemies, you want to be blessed even by the person who you curse. If you hit the one cheek, you want to hit the other one. That's what you want. So do to the others as you would have to do to you. So which means if you were done something you don't like, you have to think. If you is this person, what you wanted to do. So you have to think on the other side, not on your position, not on your side, but the other side. The reasons why we do all these things, the weird, I said, strange things, Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? What credit is that to you? If you love those who love you, it's okay, it's a good thing, but no credit. No credit from heaven. No credit from God. No reward from God. You'll be rewarded in this world. You got a credit in this world, but no credit from heaven. And even Jesus said what? Even sinners love those who love them. Wow. Even sinners. But in the Gospel of Luke, the term sinners means the people in the world. People in the kingdom of man. He uses sinners is the person who is outside of the kingdom of God. So which the sinners means does not mean something do so bad criminals or something. You know, sinners is outside of the kingdom. You guys are in the kingdom of God. Look the people outside of the kingdom of God. They love those who love you. That is what they do. So if you do the same as that they do, what's the difference? What's the point? What's the credit? So you have to do the different. You are in the kingdom of God. So love your enemies. If you do good, those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? If you give the present, who will give the present back to you? That is what the people in the outside of the kingdom of God do. So if you give the present, no return. If someone wants ask you to borrow something, give them. I'll ask you, please leave your wallets here. Thank you. No, just joking. Yeah. But God is watching. What the attitude toward your belongings, including money, time, and everything. And love is shown by acting. Love is shown by giving. Do something good, not those who love you, but those who hate you, but those who mistreat you. This is the teaching of Jesus Christ. One illustration. A Christian lady owned two prized chickens that got out of their run and busy themselves in the garden of the lady's brother's grouchy neighbor. The man was irritated when he saw the two hens, so he ran out, caught the hens, wrung their necks, and threw them back over the fence. Ah! As you can imagine, the woman was upset, but she avoided her urge to get angry and rush over and scream at the man. Guess what she does? She took the birds and dressed them out, prepared two chicken pies. Then she delivered one of the freshly baked pie to the man who had killed her hens. When she handed him the chicken pot pie, she apologized to him for not being more careful about keeping her chickens in her own yard. Her children, expecting an angry scene, hid behind a bush to see the man's face and hear what he'd say, but the man was absolutely speechless. The chicken pie and apology filled him with a burning sense of shame, and he apologized to her for reacting so harshly. This is a true story. Got from the internet. Wow, it's great, huh? Because she learned this scripture. The teaching of Jesus changed the world, changed her attitude, changed the relationship with lady and the neighbor, and changed this neighbor. This is the power of Jesus' teaching. If you follow this, you can change yourself, you can change the relationship, you can change the neighbor, and you can change the world. Jesus said, if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? If you do good to those who are good to you, you cannot change anything. Anything will be changed the same. But if you do good to those who are not good to you, the credit will come. If you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. If you lend something or, you know, ask, lend the money or borrow something, if you do it, forget it. That's a present. Don't expect. That's what Jesus said. Okay, can I ask some money? No, I won't do that though. But, you know, so we have to change our brain, right? We live in this world. We live in this the kingdom of men. So our brains, our rules are dominated by their rules, not his rule. So we have to try to change ourselves totally. Otherwise, no credit. Nothing will happen. Another big illustration. Probably you know about this. This is the story about Abraham Lincoln. His movie will come, right? It's already in the United States? Yeah, it will come in Japan pretty soon. No, not yet? I'm so expecting. When Abraham Lincoln was running for president of the United States, there was a man who ran all around the country talking about Lincoln. He said a lot of unkind things, And sometimes he would get to the point that he would even talk about his looks, saying, "You don't want a tall, lanky, ignorant man like this as a president of the United States." Wow. Finally, one day, Abraham Lincoln was elected president of the United States. Then came to the time for him to choose a secretary of war. He looked across the nation and decided to choose a man by the name of Mr. Stanton. And when Abraham Lincoln stood around his advisors, that Mr. Stanton is the one who said bad to Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln stood around his advisors and mentioned this fact. They said to him, "Mr. Lincoln, are you a fool? Do you know what Mr. Stanton has been saying about you? Do you know what he has done, tried to do to you? Do you know that he tried to defeat you on every hand? Do you know that, Mr. Lincoln? Do you read all those who derogatory statements that he made about you?" Abraham Lincoln stood before the advisors around him and said, "Oh yeah, I know about it. I read about it. I have heard him myself. But after looking over the country, I found that he is the best man for the job. Because, Mr. Stanton, he hated Mr. Lincoln. The one who had a fight, right? So Lincoln thought this is the man is good for the Secretary of War." Yeah, because he's the biggest and best enemy for Lincoln. That's why he chose. That's right. "I found that he is the best man for the job. Mr. Stanton became Secretary of War, and later, Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. And if you go to Washington, you will discover that one of the greatest words or statements ever made about Abraham Lincoln was by this man, Stanton." As Abraham Lincoln came to the end of his life, Stanton stood up and said, "Now he belongs to the ages." And he made a beautiful statement concerning the character and the stature of this man. If Abraham Lincoln had hated Stanton, if Abraham Lincoln had answered everything, gone to his grave hating Lincoln, and Lincoln would have gone to his grave hating Stanton. But through the power of love, Abraham Lincoln was able to redeem Stanton. Amen. Wow, good story. I don't know if this story is in the movie or not, though. But he followed the rule of the kingdom of God. That's why he changed this person, Mr. Stanton. That's why he can change the country. How can you change your neighbor? How can you change yourself? How can you change this world? Follow this rule. Follow this rule. It's totally different from the rules in this world. Probably you think, who can do this? Of course, this Christian lady, Abraham Lincoln, but the best person is Jesus Christ, right? At the cross, Mark 15:29-32, those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself. In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. Matthew 26:67-68. And they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Struck him with their fists. Others slapped him and said, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who hit you?" Luke 23:33-34. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. This is the one who prayed for those who curse him. This is the one who gave another cheek to the one, to the people who strike him. This is the one give his own only possession to them. This is the one gave his own life to his enemies. This is our Lord. This is the one who exactly follows his own rules. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. We follow him, right? We are disciples of Jesus Christ. Are you disciples of somebody else? If you want to be the disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to follow him. Somehow. Not like Jesus, though. But somehow. If we follow this rule, you can change your world. Do not try to change the other's world. But you can change your own world. Then the whole world will be changed. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this powerful, wonderful, and difficult scripture. However, Lord, we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. We know Jesus, he threw out the throne of heaven and came down this ugly, dirty world and teach us the golden rules. Teach us the rules of Kingdom God. And show the example, the perfect example to us, Lord. Lord, as the disciples of Jesus Christ, we want to do like this. We want to say, we want to do like Jesus Christ, Lord. But Lord, we know how difficult to follow the rules, Lord. But Lord, give us power, Lord. And change our brains and change our hearts. We'll meet the people who hate us, Lord. We'll meet the people who curse us, Lord. When we meet those kind of people, Lord, send your Holy Spirit and remind us this scripture. And teach us how to do that. And teach us what the Jesus would do. Lord, thank you this wonderful scripture again. And thank you this time we can share this teaching, and we promise will try to follow these rules, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.